As the 111th Congress begins its work this week, the ACLU today listed its legislative goals on a nationwide conference call this morning. Yesterday, the Obama transition team announced that they plan on closing down the prison detainee camp at Guantanamo Bay immediately upon taking office, though what they will do with those prisoners still housed there is unknown. Caroline Frederickson, director of the ACLU's Washington Legislative Office, said that's one of their goals as well.
Under the issue of limiting government power, we believe that there needs to be reform of the interrogation and detention authorities of the government, which includes repealing the Military Commissions Act that stripped habeas corpus away from the detainees at Guantanamo. I think some of you might ask why bother, since the Supreme Court has addressed that. The Military Commissions Act actually goes much further, and it gives, again, to the executive branch unfettered authority to do such things as define who is an enemy combatant and what constitutes a war crime. And that should not be within the power of the president. We need to make sure that Congress applies the Army Field Manual on Intelligence Interrogations to the rest of the government. That means to the CIA. And there needs to be a well-resourced investigation by Congress, by a special committee, preferably, to focus on the illegal and unethical and immoral activities after 9/11, from torture to rendition to secret prisons to warrantless wiretapping. We also believe there needs to be surveillance reform. The FISA Amendments Act of 2008 went way too far in undercutting appropriate judicial oversight to protect the Fourth Amendment rights of Americans. Patriot Act reform. The Patriot Act has several provisions coming up for reauthorization this year, and I think many would agree with us that after the scandals around the national security letters, it's clear that that particular provision needs a special focus. And we were pleased last year when Harry Reid said at the time that the FISA Amendments Act of 2008 was passed, that issue would be revisited along with the Patriot Act issues that are coming up this year. We believe that Congress should repeal the Real ID Act. It's a failure. It's being rejected by more and more states as a huge fiscal burden and unfunded mandate, as well as a significant privacy violation and a danger to Americans from identity theft and other types of abuses.